Okay, yes, let's get started. Today we're writing. Yeah. Oh yeah, we're doing such great writing. Oh. Mm-mm. We're not doing writing on that. No. Put that away. Put that away. Nobody asked for writing on that.
No.
They asked for us to write this.
Yes.
Whatever this monstrosity is going to be.
Yes. It's titled Untitled Collaborative One Shot.
We're going to find the title as we find the piece, you know? Like, we don't know what we're writing. It will find us and the title will find us.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Oh, it's not a, it's what was stolen too.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
Welcome to the Bee and the Berry.
I'm the Bee.
And I'm Strawberry.
And this is an irregularly scheduled podcast where we talk about all things Sonic fan fandom. And I forgot my shtick. I don't know why it went out of my head.
Sonic fan fiction and fan creation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being the wind beneath my wings, Straw, for picking me up where my mind trips and falls.
That's just what girls do.
Ah, that is girl behavior. Mm-hmm. Today is a really wild and exciting day.
Today is the first time that we actually have video for our episodes.
I know. So if you are listening to the podcast, we're going to do our best to be reading out what we're writing, you know, at the same time as we're doing it. But on YouTube, you can follow along. You can see our screen because today we are writing a one shot together. Me and Straub, we're doing the thing. We're going to write a piece of content together.
Yes.
Live.
This is what everyone has been waiting for.
I think somebody out there asked for it. Maybe it was me, but still. Okay, let's set out a few, because we don't want to be here all day, right, Straub?
Yes.
We're trying to make this, what, 1 to 2 pages?
Yeah.
3 pages max?
Yeah.
Let's write a few goals. 3 pages.
I have a proposition for you.
Oh, yes, please.
Just because I was thinking about our good friend Mel. How about we write this in a script format?
Wait, that scares the hell out of me, but so sure.
If you want.
Why not? 3 pages, script format. And that's great because essentially it'll be like an action if you want, and then a line of dialogue from your character, and then pass it back to the other person. Great.
Yes.
And go as long as you want. Obviously, just keep in mind, don't go forever. But yeah, you can go for, I'm not like one sentence each. I don't feel strongly about that.
No. We
script
will.
Script format.
I think we're at a point in our relationship where we know how to bounce off between each other.
I hope. I guess this is a test.
This is.
Okay. And then the other thing is we have a small outline of kind of the idea that we're playing with, but everything inside. So the pitch is Espio and Charmy are nowhere to be found.
Yes.
Vector will look for them and find them in Redacted, which we know what Redacted
yes,
is.
Yes, we'll know what Redacted is.
So, it's already been agreed upon that Straubs is going to write for Vector. And I am thinking, Straubs, I have pulled 3 cards from the tarot deck. I just pulled cards until I got, or four. I pulled cards from the tarot deck until I got 4 characters, and I have them here before me. I think I'm going to put them into a spinner. Everybody watching this video will know who I have chosen, but I think I'm just going to wait for, you can start the thing, you know, Vector in the office, whatever you want to do. And then the character that I choose will just enter, and I think you'll have to just go with it. How do you feel about that?
Sure thing. So you want me to start first?
I think you should start.
Yeah. I should also let everyone know, whoever is listening or watching, I cannot see B's screen. I only see the document.
Yes.
So where should we start this?
Yeah, you start your writing, and me and the video crew are gonna go input our characters here. Everybody, don't tell her who's going in here. Here comes the first guy. Here comes the first option. Okay, so there's option one. Okay. The next option is, guys, this one really cracks me up. I don't know how I'm going to do this one. Okay, there's option two. Two solid options. Here's option three, slay option. Okay, and then the final option. Isn't this such an interesting array of potential characters? Here's the final option. Okay, so here's our four guys. Let's get ready to spin that wheel. Here we go. Round and round and round it goes. Please. Okay. Wow. Confetti indeed. Okay, I was a little nervous for a second. Maybe some other time we will be that person. This person on this side right here. I know you can see my mouse, people on the video. Okay, if you're a listener and you... Oh, we're back. We're back, and text has appeared. So, listener, if you are not watching the video, you also will not have seen who just got picked on the wheel, and that's okay, because shortly all will be revealed. Oh, this is so cute. Will you read what you've written so far, please, Shrab, while we were away?
Yes. I have one sentence down. Interior, the Chaotix Detective Agency. Vector awakens from a deep slumber on a couch with an empty bag of trips strewn across his chest.
It's great. I love it already. It's really good characterization. Okay, wow. Suddenly my gears are turning. Why is the person coming to here? He's groggy and disoriented, but sees the familiar sight of the old CRT TV. I'm just reading as well for the listeners. Oh my god. Clutter on the scuffed. There's some poetry for those two words right next to each other. Great. Incredible. Nice. Great opening line. Huh? He looks over at the three empty bottles of what?
Of Chaos Cola.
I love that. Is the insinuation that Chaos Cola is alcoholic?
I think that anyone could have a crazy time with a sugar high.
On Chaos Cola.
Chaos Cola.
We're back. Unfortunately, the internet... the internet meaning our connection to the internet does not want this one shot to exist.
No.
He knows it's whoever's in charge of it knows this is going to be too powerful.
But lucky for me, I am used to typing fan fiction on my phone.
So. You know what is so funny too is you are probably just listening to this call, having a good time. I have rainy lo-fi Animal Crossing sounds playing in the background. Of this call also.
Yeah.
To keep my brain moving.
And I'm in silence except for the sound of Bee's voice.
This is like, an actual dichotomy of how we like to do.
Yeah.
You on the phone, me on the computer. Okay, have you finished your chunk? Give it a read for the audience.
Interior, the Chaotix Detective Agency. Vector awakens from a deep slumber on the couch with an empty bag of chips strewn across his chest. He's groggy and disoriented, but sees the familiar sight of the old CRT TV and the clutter on the scuffed wooden coffee table. Vector, who's half awake. Huh? What happened last night? He looks over at the three empty bottles of Chaos Cola on the table.
Okay, incredible. Also, don't mind the formatting differences. We're just two separate people. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oops. I have just written, from behind the couch comes a laborious groan. Oh my god, this is goofy. Okay.
Knuckles.
Yeah, he curses in my headcanon, okay? He's an adult.
As he should.
It's a script. Okay. Knuckles, fuck. Knuckles, male red echidna with a strong brow and a stronger right hook, sits up. Two hands on the back of the couch for support. Can I get one more line in, Straub, since
yeah,
that was not really a
go
thing
ahead.
To
yeah.
continue on? Okay. Sits up, two hands on the back of the couch for support. Yeah, this is good. This is good. Knuckles then says... Oh, wait. He swings his gaze also to the three empty bottles of Chaos Cola on the table.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Because when I wrote that, I presumed that Vector drank all three bottles.
Well, here's what I'm about to say. Another. There we go. Circumstances established. That's for sure. Okay, there you go.
All right.
From behind the couch comes a laborious groan. Knuckles, fuck. Knuckles, M, red echidna with a strong brow and a stronger right hook, sits up, two hands on the back of the couch for support. He swings his gaze also to the three empty bottles of Chaos Cola on the table. Didn't really think it was possible, but you won, fair and square. Won't be challenging you to another drinking contest anytime soon, that's for sure. I love this circumstance that we set up.
I know. I think it's great.
Oh, geez, indeed. Knuckles. Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
Vector sits up and rubs his face. Last night was a blur.
What's going on with you, Vector? Wow. Okay.
Listen, all I'm saying, Vector is a DJ. You think the guy
so true.
Wouldn't throw a mean party?
I'm also getting the sense that maybe these two went to the club.
No, Vector is the club.
Potentially they went to the club and yeah, Vector took over the set. They drank a lot of Chaos Cola. They came back. They had a fireside chat. Maybe they cried a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, while you're writing, Straubs, the potential candidates were Knuckles,
mm-hmm.
were Rouge the Bat.
Mm.
Were Silver the Hedgehog, and was also Big the Cat.
Well,
and Big, I did not want to have to handle.
It would have been so funny, though.
I know.
Oh, my God.
This is great. I love watching you write in real time. I'm so impressed. This is really good. This is really good.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's so fun to get to decide what the lore is in real time. Like, you're telling me that the room's a mess, and now I have to come up for a reason why the room is a mess. And there's so much to address in this. Not only is the room a mess, pictures are missing from the walls, there's a suspicious stain and a puddle. A stain and a puddle. This really is like text-based roleplay at this point.
I know. Okay, you're good.
Okay, read what you wrote, please.
Knuckles. Oh, geez. Vector sits up and rubs his face. Last night was a blur. He remembers the thump of loud music, full room, and colorful lights flashing. I must have gotten carried away there. Dang it, Espio's gonna kill me. Vector turns around at the room. It's a mess. Picture frames were missing from their spots on the walls, and there's a suspicious stain on the wall and a puddle on the floor. So what? Hey, Espio? Charmy? No answer.
Last Friday night. Yeah, we danced on tabletops. And we took too many shots. Think we can quit? I forgot. Knuckles once again says, fuck. Don't let me have these guys. I just like to make them cuss. Okay, what's he responding to? What's he responding to? Knuckles. Oh, geez. I must have gotten carried away there. Carried away? More like... He's not this clever. He's not clever enough to do this.
He's hungover?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you think about it, I feel like Knuckles just eats fruit and vegetables and natural things.
No, they went out last night. They drank a shit ton of Chaos Cola.
Yeah, exactly. He's not used to it.
Yeah. And he can drink. I really do think he can drink most anybody into the table, except for maybe Vector, who's just massive and also like probably lives a harder lifestyle. I do think that Vector goes out. Yeah, no. You were a tornado. Tornado out there.
I'm dead.
Couple of drinks in and you were flashing your badge at the DJ telling him his set was now property of the Chaotix Detective Agency.
My question is, who's the DJ, do we think?
We don't know. Doesn't matter. Rando. Some Mobian with dreams to make it big. Dead mouse?
But
he's an actual mouse.
Oh my God.
Fuck yeah, no, you were a tornado out there. A couple drinks in, you were flashing your badge at the DJ, telling him his setup was not property of the Chaotix Detective Agency. He pushes himself up to stand and takes... he pushes himself up to stand, glancing uninterested at the mess in the room. Glancing, uninterested. Is that so many commas? He pushes himself up to stand, glancing on. Let's make that so there's not too many commas, but it is a descriptor of how he's glancing. Let's make that a cutaway, tearaway moment. Glancing, uninterested at the mess in the room. It was for the better. You brought the house down.
I'm dead.
He shrugs and stretches and makes to leave the building, taking with him the only active memory of last night.
Damn.
Oh, I guess we'll let him. Well, see ya.
Damn.
See you around. Oh, let me read this. Knuckles throws his head back to laugh and immediately regrets it. Oh, I didn't put brackets. Fuck. Yeah, no, you were a tornado out there. A couple drinks in and you were flashing your badge at the DJ, telling him the setup was now property of the Chaotix Detective Agency. He pushes himself up to stand, glancing, uninterested, at the mess in the room. It was for the better. You brought the house down. He shrugs and stretches and makes to leave the building, taking with him the only active memory of last night. Well, see you around.
This is so fun.
I know.
A Nux. When I first published What Was Stolen, I spelled Nux K-N-U-C-K-S, just because I thought that was the more, like, literary way to spell Nux. Like, K-N-U-X looks like somebody's Minecraft handle to me. But then I changed it. I took a poll on Twitter. I was like, how do you spell it? And everybody says with an X, so I changed it. Wow, we're already pretty deep onto page two. We gotta wrap this up.
I know.
Nice. I love with a stumble in his step. That's cute. That's a cute way to write. Stumbling. The kids. Vector says, you know where the kids are.
Here's the thing. I know that Espio is like older, but I just feel like Vector has just like a bit of a parentification with both of them.
Yeah. There's definitely a bit more peerage to Espio, yes. But I think it is so much easier for him to say the kids. Because yeah. He is for sure there. Ultimately, he is the caretaker.
Yeah. Like
the homeowner, the provider.
Yeah. He sees a responsibility to them.
Yes.
So, you know.
I'm not a bank father.
Yeah.
I'm not made of money, dad.
You know? You know where the kids are?
You know where the kids are? I think I am about to change this to last Friday night.
Last Friday night.
Last Friday night. They love 2010s pop hits.
We gotta get Rihanna up in here.
Vector loves Rihanna. Yeah, you
Who
know
wouldn't?
He is playing incredible DJ sets. Like when they have Rihanna night at the local gay bar.
Yes.
Vector is the one doing that. He's running the Rihanna set. Honestly, Bitch Better Have My Money is certainly on Vector's like
yes.
anthem playlist.
Yes.
Bitch Better Have My Money.
Oh, wait. No, you know what it is? That's the ringtone he uses for his landlord.
That's so good. That's so good. Pay me what you owe me. Oh my god,
turn
that's so funny.
It's around again. Okay, you go.
Okay. Okay. Vector, they're not there. Oh wait, read what you wrote.
Vector. Wait, Nux. Vector hurries into a stand, chasing after the echidna with a stumble in his step. You know where the kids are? Vector turns around again, double-checking the empty room. Vector, Vector, calling out once again. You guys, you there?
Okay, this is great. I love that you added that because now we can get the descriptor. Knuckles winces. Oh my god. Oh, thank you. Damn have it.
I'm actually going to erase all of
what you... I literally was like, get off of my stuff. I had started typing again and it was coming out red because we're typing in different colors and Straub highlighted the whole thing. And I was literally going to be like, excuse you.
Your writing sucks, you. Actually.
Yeah. Will you start over, please? I didn't like that.
I wasn't going to tell you.
Eccles winces and turns back to the man. Would you stop it already?
Fuck them kids.
Yeah, literally. You're making such a big deal out of it. They're fine. We're using italics. They're fine.
They're Fenty. Chill.
They're Fenty. They're wearing Fenty, Rihanna's Fenty,
yes,
line of products. Sheesh.
Wait, I need to just add something really quick here.
Oh, for Vector. Okay. Great. Did he really? Where did he say that?
Wait. Did I say that? Or did I not say that? I thought that phrase was used.
Knuckles says, no, you didn't.
Knuckles says, you dumb bitch.
Knuckles says, okay, pal. Okay, pal, sure you did. Look. No, this is great. We went out. This is great. Here comes the exposition. Celebrate the end of that. Oh, wait. Actually, here. Look. I took you out as thanks for closing that missing Chow case. Things got a little out of hand. We did a little wrestling in the living room. And then crash.
Hold on, wait.
That's not a euphemism. They definitely came home and they were like, you may have wanted drinking, but I can definitely beat you in an arm wrestle. Oh my god, he's really going to solve the case.
This is his starting detective to solve instincts the case. At work.
Okay. No, this is great. Oh. And Knuckles is gonna continue to talk.
Yes.
Hold on. Oh fuck. Oh.
Why are you erasing me?
I'm sorry. God. I can't believe you just wrote that. I cannot believe you just wrote that. Tell the people what you wrote.
Vector, half listening, walks over to inspect the mysterious liquid on the floor with disgust. Is that? That better not be piss on my floor.
Straws. Okay, we're losing the plot. We're off the rails. Do I confirm or deny that it's piss?
Just have him ignore it. He doesn't give a shit. It's not
his
house.
No, he's like grumbling to himself. Vector's like, is that? I better not be piss on my floor. Yeah, they took Charmy to the club.
As a little treat.
Oh my god! I'm Wow. Okay.
I know we're going off the rails, but you have to admit that my contributions are making this entertaining. You can't. Okay, to be fair to Vector, Knuckles is telling him that his two kids went from the from a crazy night at the club with some girls.
I love that Victor's last two lines are, is that that better not be piss on my floor and you're telling me SBO picked up chicks. They had, nope, changing it. Switch games.
Switch games. Switch two games.
Yeah. Now on Nintendo Switch 2. Back at their place. And then... Knuckles thinks back hard. Now that I'm thinking about it, they were pretty cool girls. And impeccably dressed with
okay, Nux, look at you, look hair. At you raise, look at you reading a dictionary, a thesaurus.
Actually, wait, here, let me get it. Let me get you to it here. I think their place is close. And then we'll say he heads to the door and holds it open. Oh, wait. Oop, Vector. I should put page numbers in this document. Insert page numbers. I like it. There. We are on page 3. Knuckles has just said, now that I'm thinking about it, they were pretty cool girls and impeccably dressed with amazing hair. Here, I think their place is close. We'll change that to a dash, like he's been cut off. Like he was maybe gonna say more. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's nice.
Charmy.
It's really good. Switch games and find my iPhone. This is ridiculous. Actually, wait, I guess it shouldn't be last Friday night. It should be this Friday night, right? Doesn't she also say that in the song?
I don't know. I feel like we gotta look that up.
That's a Kesha song, right?
Yes.
Last Friday night. No, Katy Perry. Relevant. I'm looking up the lyrics. Everybody can see that I'm doing that. Oh, whoa. Yeah, this Friday night, do it all again. Okay, yeah, we're gonna do this Friday night. Surely there's a cool jazz remix of Last Friday Night we can play for the outro this time.
Maybe.
Nice. Great reveal. By the Pizza Hut?
Yeah. Vector pulls out his phone and squints, waving at Knuckles with a free hand. I got this. I got Charmy on Find My iPhone. He tends to run off a lot. Vector opens up the app to see Charmy's location load on the screen. He blinks once, then twice. Shaking his head, he refreshes the app, only to give the same location. By the Pizza Hut?
Oh, that's good. By the Pizza Hut. Love that. Oops. Oops. Knuckles' only trait his only character trait in this fan fiction is that he is hungover. Knuckles pulls the door open, squinting unhappily into the daylight.
I'm dead.
Is it that Pizza Hut? He points directly across the street at the Pizza Hut. Come on. Let's go get. Let's go. Let's come on. Let's go knock on the door. Well, let's go. Come on. Come on. Let's go get him back. I'm sure those girls are ready to be rid of them. I'm sure those cool,
stylish
girls are ready to be rid of them. That's good. That's good. Knuckles pulls the door open, squinting unhappily into the daylight. Knuckles, you mean that Pizza Hut? He points directly across the street at the Pizza Hut. Knuckles, come on, let's go get him back. I'm sure those cool, likable, stylish girls are ready to be rid of him.
Sorry, I'm gonna god mod here for a second.
Nice. We love a little ship talk. Yes.
Is it ship talk?
Yeah, next time we're doing a romance.
I thought god
next time, I don't care which two characters we're pulling. They're gonna kiss.
I didn't think god mod was a ship thing. I thought it was a role-playing term.
Rouge and Knuckles?
Oh, you were reading that. I thought, because I said, sorry, I'm going to god mod here, and you're like, a ship thing.
Oh, no, you're allowed to take control.
Vector just has to get a little jab in there.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's almost like Knuckles is not speaking like he would speak, and more like somebody who knows those cool, likable, stylish girls would speak.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to change this line. Want their peace back. I like that better. Or are eager to get their peace back. Come on, let's go get them back. I'm sure those cool, likable, stylish girls are eager to have their peace back. Want their peace back. Let's go get them. I don't like having back twice in a sentence. Come on, let's go get them. I'm sure those cool, likable, stylish girls want their peace back. No, I think that's great. I like that. I like that line. That's a much punchier line.
Yes.
I love to edit. That's when you can really see something happen. I just feel like when you edit something, you go back and change it. You can always see the change. Ugh, and it makes me, it's very satisfying. It's still a silly line. It's a goofy line, but. You made them both look both ways before crossing the street.
Actually, you're right. Well, I don't know why I said that.
They are, I don't know if they're the type to look both ways. Either of them.
I barely glance.
not very responsible guy behavior. I think they're like, the cars will stop for us. We're two big guys. We're green and red. We're Christmas color big guys.
You know what it is? I think Knuckles doesn't give a shit, but like Vector, he only kind
it's a
of
habit
gives
from trying
a shit.
To model it.
Yeah. He has to, you know.
I don't know. I think that Vector is less the modeler of good behavior than SBO is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Don't let Shiri talk.
This is looking great. I'm looking back at the script and it's cute. I love seeing our trade-off of colors. So cute. Of course, that better not be piss on my floor.
It was good.
I guess we'll never know if it is or is not piss on the floor. Comment in the comment sections. Do you think it is or is not piss?
If it is piss, how did it get there? Tell us.
Yeah, tell us. Right. What are your headcanons for what the heck is going on here? Just what the heck is going on here?
I'm stuck here. I'm stuck.
Uh-huh. Talk through it.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe do I point out the structure next to the Pizza Hut? What do we want the structure to look like?
Oh my gosh. Do we get, I mean, it's got to be kind of dilapidated, pretty small. You know how, I mean, I'm thinking of Los Angeles tarot parlors. They're essentially extremely small, square, no roof, like almost drywall looking buildings, like crammed next to a coffee shop and or a Pizza Hut. Mm-hmm. And they have an old faded tarot or psychic here sign. And then one like neon like eye palm.
Yes.
Sign, like one neon sign and then one regular sign, and then sometimes there's like also a sign staked in some dirt, but or like a thing hanging from the windowsill or from the door frame or something, like a chimes or little pieces of glass, but it's a little dilapidated. I love that you were writing the word dilapidated just as you're saying dilapidated.
I can't speak or type.
We got to keep the grammar right and tight.
Yes.
Yeah, small, square, stucco-like building, no roof, couple signs, one neon sign. That'd say like the bee and the berry. Psychic. And then also written in like thick Sharpie underneath psychic and detective agency. And then we'd have our little neon sign, which is maybe the neon sign could be the jam jar.
Yeah.
On a card, on a tarot card.
Yeah. I'll let you describe it because I think you have a stronger image.
Throwing options out here. Okay. If you're seeing something different.
I get a little confused. I can't hear and type at the same time.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay, let me get in here then.
And yeah, it would be in like these brackets.
Okay.
This kind of reminds me, have you ever watched the anime Mob Psycho 100?
I haven't.
It is one of my favorite animes of all time, and part of the premise is that the main characters run like a psychic agency trying to provide guidance to people and their woes, but then it's also like they end up dealing with the supernatural as well. And I think you would really enjoy it. It's so good. I definitely am due for a rewatch, but this just kind of reminded me of it.
There you go. Psychics here reads a worn tin sign. Worn? No, I don't think I need a comma there. And underneath it, added in Sharpie, and detectives, a neon sign blinks in the closed and drawn window. A jam jar and a tarot card. Cute!
Yes.
Cute building.
I know.
Thank you. Are we going to write in their voices, in our voices? Yeah, I should have listened to SBO and put a copyright on Chaotic.
Wait, I'm going to... Is it copyright or trademark?
I think it's... I think it's a copyright at that point.
Okay.
Because a trademark is for a new product.
Oh, okay.
And copyright is for...
branding.
Yes, and essentially, like, words, ideas, and copy. I think... But maybe I'm saying dumb shit. I don't know.
I feel like you would know better. That makes sense, though. I feel like this works. I should have listened to SBO and filed with the Copyright Office.
Yeah, it's great.
As you're writing, this is just something that I saw last night, but apparently there's going to be a Sonic x Lamborghini collab.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you going to get the Lambo?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, that's a piece of merch. Yeah, I simply have to have.
It's like I didn't get it, but Lamborghini posted something on their story, and it looks like they're making like a Sonic themed car for Crossworlds.
Wow. I mean, it's going to be a cool car. It is. Sure.
Now that's promo. Speaking of racing games.
Yeah, is it going to be in Crossworlds? Is that a playable car in Crossworlds?
I feel like it would be. Why would it not? Don't worry, listener. We won't get too much into the Crossworlds tea. I like how you make Knuckles so optimistic.
I think he's poking. I was trying to write a cracks a half smile. He's like, he's poking fun at Vector. He's trying to get a rise out of him. but also in earnest, like, there is something charming about the place. Knuckles cracks a half smile, poking, but he's not actually poking at him. He's just with his joke poking at him. I guess we'll just say teasing. I don't love that word. No, I don't like it. I can't type it if I don't like it. Knuckles cracks a half smile. Knuckles cracks a half smile, arms crossed as he jokes. How about that? He reaches out and knocks on the door. But before he can... Are we writing us?
I guess so.
Okay. Before he makes contact... Okay, well, this is fun because now we get to establish our Sonic Sona's in-world personality.
Yes.
Before he makes contact, boom. The door swings open. How do I want to characterize
do you want my character to open the door?
Yeah, I mean, who do you think is the one who knows they're coming, saw them coming, would greet them at the door? I was potentially going to write that my character is slightly crazy and a little bit prophetic in that she knew they were coming.
I like that, actually. Go for it.
Okay, great.
Bug-eyed bee.
I think her eyes are just a little bit crazy, but that's just because mine are kind of crazy. Oh, wow. Hi. Yes. I knew it. Welcome. Oh, wow. Hi. Yes, I knew it. SBO, Charmy. They're here for you. Have they met Vector, do you think?
Like, briefly acquainted.
Straubs. Vector is here. Say hi.
Oh my god.
I do love an idea that B is just like slightly plagued by the future. Look up at them early. I meant eagerly. Eagerly. Knuckles cracks a half smile, arms crossed as he jokes. Knuckles, I don't know, something about this place seems real charming, don't you think? He reaches out and knocks on the door, but before he makes contact, boom, the door swings open. A bug-eyed bee with blue hair looks up at them eagerly. Oh, wow, hi, yes, I knew it! SBO, Charmy, they're here for you! She offers Vector a smile. Straubs, Vector is here, come say hi! Oh, wow, she's got an attitude! Bitch, she's got an attitude! Dang. All right, we're on page four, people. We've made it to page four. I'm literally reading this in my head in your voice, Straubs. Like, I don't know if I have some friends who like can't read something in somebody's voices in their heads because they just can't, like, they don't have, you know, access to melody or tune in their minds, in their mind's eye. But yeah, I am reading this fully in your voice. The way they specifically. Yeah, they What are they doing out back?
I don't know.
Just digging. They're digging holes. Playing in the dirt. Nice. Love, appreciate it. That's good. Nice, that's good.
Oh shit, I hit my mic. Yeah, no prob. Killer party, by the way.
Oh, that's good. That's so good, Straubs. Oh, that's so good. Okay, here I come.
Knuckles. Shrubs. Knuckle shrubs.
Me and the beaky. Shrubs. What is shrubbing mean? please. Duh. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess I do. SBO.
I can do Charmy and you can do SBO.
Okay. I don't think they need to make that. SBO slips between B and Straubs. Offering polite nods of thanks as he goes. We appreciate your kindness. V and Straub. See you next week for brunch. And don't forget to send me that that 30-minute soda bread recipe. Knuckles shrugs, but he's obviously pleased with himself. Knuckles, yeah, I guess I do. Espio slips between B and Straub's, offering polite nods of thanks as he goes. We appreciate your kindness, B and Straub's, comma. B and Straub's, see you next week for brunch. And don't forget to send me that 30-minute soda bread recipe. Love you, Espio. I love that guy. Actually, I'm going to pull a card right now. They're the best. They're so cool. Charmy UK or Vector UK, I had so much fun with the girls. They're the best. I love them. We did a podcast together. We start on their podcast. Yeah. Ooh, oh my God. Okay. For this next bit that I am planning on, Charmy Cootery, that's so cute. This next bit I'm planning on. Oh, I have a good wrap up. I think I have a wrap up from this. If you're ready for a wrap up, Straubs. Charcuterie board. Hey, this is supposed to be me.
Sorry.
I am rewriting history.
Okay.
Charcuterie board is ridiculous. Okay, here's the thing, I think. I might do a little bit of god modding at the end, but that's, I think, fine, I can wrap this whatever up. Okay. With the pack of four boys gathered, B and Straw wave them out. B says,
you foresee them returning in the future.
No, for real. Okay, well, this is what I did, is I pulled a tarot card for Vector.
Okay.
And so B is about to be like, oh, also, I had a premonition.
It's a charcuterie board.
It's really cute. You really look like you need it. Come back over anytime. She begins to close the door, then looks back up. In shock, remembering something imperative. Oh, Vector. Don't go out again next Friday. Found a card this morning on my dresser. I thought Who needs to hear this? Why? Why? Why now? And it's only struck me here, in this moment. It was for you. You go out again.
I think it's really interesting that you want to characterize yourself as crazy.
Yeah. In a... This is actually the card I just pulled. She pulls a card from nowhere. Holding it out for him to see. Indeed. Unyielding darkness. Oh, wait. Ciao. Okay. I don't know if you have, like, one final moment of them leaving you want to add, or one more thing from Strauss, but hit it, and then maybe we call it.
Yeah.
The Unyielding Darkness card. I actually didn't read what this one is, but now I'm going to, just because it's such an intense card to pull for Vector's future. Oh, and let me go back and read this. With a pack of four boys gathered, B and Straubs waved them out. B, hope you guys get some good rest. You really look like you need it. Come back over anytime. She begins to close the door, then looks back up in shock, remembering something imperative. We're going to use our italics on that. Emphasis. Oh, and Vector. Oh, and add. Vector flinches, freezing his tracks before looking back at B reluctantly. Don't go out again next Friday. I found a card this morning on my dresser. I thought, who needs to hear this? Why? Why now? And it's only struck me here, in this moment. It was for you. If you go out again, history is bound to repeat itself. If you go out again, you will know nothing but unyielding darkness. She pulls a card from nowhere, holding it out for him to see. Indeed, unyielding darkness. Then she snaps out of it, shrugging with embarrassment as she shuts the door. Or, you know, just take what resonates. No biggie. Ciao! I think this is the wrong it's. No. It has. Okay. Well, then you're wrong about my grammar. And I like in this and said, I found a card this morning. No, the comma's here because I want the pause, the frantic pause. I found a card this morning on my dresser. It creates a sort of wave chop to this sentence structurally and visually. I found a card. Pause this morning. Pause my dresser. Rhythm, Google Docs. Straubs is closing us out. Straubs is bringing it home. And with that, we'll have completed our first collaborative one-shot, an incredible tale of partying that we did not get to see, only the aftermath. A tale of mystery liquids, a tale of chaos cola. God, be careful with that. A tale of Switch games. And hanging out back, and finally getting a descriptor of the Bee and the Berries Tarot / Detective Agency next to the Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Nice. A great button. A great sitcom button from Straubs. She brought it home. Will you tell the people what you wrote, please, Straubs?
Vector stares at Bee, visibly spooked, before realizing he has to respond. Yeah. Thanks for the heads up. As the boys walk away, Vector shudders. Yeah, next weekend I'm staying in.
Nailed it. Very good.
Let's go.
Okay. So now that we have this incredible script, Without further ado, we'd like to invite you to join the Bee and the Berries theater. The Bee and the Berries.
Yes.
The theater that, of course, is in the bathroom of the detective agency / tarot parlor. I know we have a lot of side hustles. We have to keep the electricity on. We have to pay the bills. And that we and Vector do agree. So please, we invite you to the theater to enjoy a radio play, a dramatic reading, a tale, a farce called This Friday Night. Enjoy and silence your phones.
Interior, the Chaotix Detective Agency. Vector awakens from a deep slumber on the couch, with an empty bag of chips strewn across his chest.
Ugh. That's yawning.
He's groggy and disoriented, but sees the familiar sight of the old CRT TV and the clutter on the scuffed wooden coffee table.
What happened last night?
He looks over at the three empty bottles of Chaos Cola on the table. From behind the couch comes a laborious groan.
Fuck.
Knuckles, male, red echidna, with a strong brow and a stronger right hook, sits up, two hands on the back of the couch for support. He swings his gaze also to the three empty bottles of Chaos Cola on the table.
Didn't really think it was possible, but you won, fair and square. Won't be challenging you to another drinking contest anytime soon, that's for sure.
Knuckles? Oh, jeez.
Vector sits up and rubs his face. Last night was a blur. He remembers the thump of loud music, a full room, and colorful lights flashing.
I must have gotten carried away there. Dang it, Espio's gonna kill me.
Vector turns around to look at the room. It's a mess. Picture frames were missing from their spots on the walls, and there's a suspicious stain on the wall and a puddle on the floor.
Hey, Espio! Charmy!
No answer. Knuckles throws his head back to laugh and immediately regrets it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, you were a tornado out there. Couple drinks in and you were flashing your badge at the DJ, telling him his setup was now property of the Chaotix Detective Agency.
He pushes himself up to stand, glancing, uninterested, at the mess in the room.
It was for the better. You brought the house down.
He shrugs and stretches and makes to leave the building, taking with him the only active memory of last night.
Well, see you around.
Wait, Nux!
Vector hurries into a stand, chasing after the echidna with a stumble in his step.
Nux, don't, you know where the kids are?
Vector turns around again, double-checking the empty room.
You guys? You're there?
Knuckles winces and turns back to the man with a groan, hands up to soothe him.
Oh, would you stop it already? They're fine. Sheesh, the Chaos Cola really did a number on you.
Yeah, I know. I said that.
Okay, pal, sure you did. Look, I took you out as thanks for closing that missing chow case. Things got a little out of hand, we did a little wrestling in the living room and then crashed. That's it.
Vector, half listening, walks over to inspect the mysterious liquid on the floor with disgust.
Is that... Oh, that better not be piss on my floor.
Espio and Charmy split early. They went off with some girls from the club.
Vector looks over his shoulder incredulously.
You're telling me Espio picked up chicks? Plural?
More like Espio and the chicks mutually agreed that the club was too loud and that they had Switch Games wine and charcuterie back at their place.
Knuckles thinks back. Hard.
Now that I'm thinking about it, they were pretty cool girls. And impeccably dressed, with amazing hair. Here, I think their place is close.
Vector pulls out his phone and squints, waving at Knuckles with a free hand.
Yeah, I got this. I got Charmy on Find My iPhone. He tends to run off a lot.
Vector opens the app to see Charmy's location load on the screen. He blinks once, then twice. Shaking his head, he refreshes the app, only to give the same location.
Oh, that can't be... By the... Pizza Hut?
Knuckles pulls the door open, squinting unhappily into the daylight.
You mean that Pizza Hut?
He points directly across the street at the Pizza Hut.
Come on, let's go get him. I'm sure those cool, likable, stylish girls want their piece back.
Vector groans, following Knuckles begrudgingly out of the house out to the street.
Yeah, sure. Don't let Rouge you talk like that.
Vector and Knuckles barely glance at the street before crossing the middle of the empty street. They walk just past the Pizza Hut to a small, dilapidated building with a pink, peeling wooden door.
Well, here it is.
Psychics here, reads a worn tin sign, and underneath it, added in Sharpie, and detectives. A neon sign blinks in the closed and drawn window, a jam jar and a tarot card.
The Chaos Chicks Detective Agency. How original. I should have listened to SBO and filed with the Copyright Office.
Knuckles cracks a half smile, arms crossed as he jokes.
I don't know. Something about this place seems real charming, don't you think?
He reaches out and knocks on the door, but before he makes contact, boom! The door swings open. A bug-eyed bee with blue hair looks up at them eagerly.
Oh, wow! Ah, yes, I knew it! SBO Charmy, they're here for you.
She offers Vector a smile.
Strobs! Vector is here, come say hi!
Yeah, I am.
Strawberry groans loudly, stomping to the door like a brat.
Ugh.
Fine. Strawberry looks at Vector and Knuckles, mildly disinterested. Hi. Yeah, they've just been hanging out in the back. They had some breakfast already.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no prob. Killer party, by the way. You have some moves, Echidna. Knuckles shrugs, but he is obviously pleased with himself.
Yeah, I guess I do.
SBO slips between B and Straubs, offering polite nods of thanks as he goes.
We appreciate your kindness, B and Strawberry. See you next week for brunch. And don't forget to send me that 30-minute soda bread recipe.
Brunch?
Charmy barrels through the girls, vibrating with excitement.
You came! I had so much fun. They're the best. First, we got to go on their podcast, and then we played Mario Kart and SBO Lost, and then we got to have some charcuterie board, and then they gave me melon soda because I can't have wine. It was so yummy. And then we watched Barbie, and then we had a big slumber party.
With the pack of four boys gathered, Bee and Straubs waved them out.
Hope you guys get some good rest. You really look like you need it. Come back over any time.
She begins to close the door and then looks back up in shock, remembering something imperative.
Oh, and Vector!
Vector flinches, freezing in his tracks, before looking back at Bee reluctantly.
Don't go out again next Friday. I found a card this morning on my dresser. I thought, who needs to hear this? Why? Why now? And it's only struck me here, in this moment, it was for you. If you go out again, history is bound to repeat itself. If you go out again, you will know nothing but unyielding darkness.
She pulls a card from nowhere, holding it out for him to see. Indeed, unyielding darkness. Then she snaps out of it, shrugging with embarrassment as she shuts the door.
Or, you know, just take what resonates. No biggie. Ciao!
Vector stares at Bee, visibly spooked, before realizing he has to respond.
Yeah, thanks for the, heads up.
As the boys walk away, Vector shudders.
Yeah, next weekend I'm staying in.
We here at the Bee and the Berry Productions hope you enjoyed this extra special reading of This Friday Night, co-written by Bee and Strawberry, performed by Songbird's Melody as Vector and Knuckles. God, she's so good and funny. Everybody go follow her right now. Regulated Strawberry as the narrator, Charmy and Strawberry, Bee Extraordinary as Bee, and Bee Extraordinary's husband, Mr. Bee Extraordinary, or Mr. Bee, as SBO. This fanfiction can be found on AO3, and we strongly discourage you from leaving comments registered as different founding fathers or historical figures. We don't want you to do that. Please, no, don't inundate the comments with historically accurate comments and praises or ridicule. Thank you very much for coming. We hope to see you here at our theater, in the bathroom of the Tarot Parlor, next to the Pizza Hut, very soon. And please, don't forget to recycle your tickets and programs on the way out.
Oh man, what's going on with me today? Fuck! That's better. It was for the better.
See you next week for lunch. And don't forget me. Fuck. Oops, I messed up in that one. I'm so sorry. I love you.
Now that I'm thinking about it, they were pretty cool girls. Now that I'm thinking about it, they were pretty cool girls. One of them even killed the Iblis Trigger. Vector!
Sorry, I had to reset that.
Okay, now I will record for Straubs. I have to figure it out. She's like Emo Chelsea from Fish Hooks. If you know that. Sip some chai tea. I need an acid wash jeans with a cherry on the butt.
Come on, let's go get them. I'm sure those cool, likable, and stylish girls with amazing hair that solve the best cases and have a really cool podcast want their piece back. Is that good? Too much? Okay, I mean, you're the boss.